Direction here.
Right, should we put headphones on already? Or?
Yeah, let's.
Why not?
Let's
suit up here. And phones on vibrate, Sylvus Platt.
I don't speak Russian.
Or bad French.
I know someone who does. It's cool. She's teaching me the Russian alphabet.
Nice.
There are way too many letters.
Yeah. At least they're cool looking.
28.
Or at least some of them.
How dare they?
There.
This one's just a backwards 28? Three. What do you think you're kidding?
I have no idea.
My favorite one's the one that kind of looks like a spider. I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about, but it's like kind of has like the little legs coming off of it.
Are you talking about the one that's a regular K and then it's got a mirrored K on
yeah,
the other side?
Yeah, except that it's like a three-pronged K, I think, if I remember correctly.
Ah, yeah.
I like the fancy A, whatever that is.
I like the ones that are just backwards versions of other letters, like the three or the R.
Yeah.
Who do you think you're kidding, Russia?
My favorite one is the one that's pronounced like N, like the N in English is a backwards R.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not confusing enough.
No.
I like the backwards U.
I'm entertained by the...
I was wondering who was going to pick up on that first.
Entertained by the three letters with three different sounds that all look like the letter B.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
But anyway...
By the way, I was going to tell you, if you buy either of the Elder Sign... expansion packs. Cthulhu is goddamn impossible.
Ah.
4 days I've been trying. 4 days I've failed.
Oh,
and this
no.
isn't four games, it's 4 days.
Well, it is Cthulhu. So.
Yeah.
You think it would be eventually attainable to beat a game that was designed to be played, but no.
No.
No. Just not,
not
at all.
Not Cthulhu.
We trounced Cthulhu.
On the board version.
On the board game version, but the mobile app is
it's
a
actually,
lot harder.
It's a two-parter. It's you get 7 Elder Signs, and then you switch over to, like, let's find Cthulhu at sea. And then you actually have to seek him out, and then you have to fight him. And his little room is worth four or five Elder Signs. And
wow.
It's damn impossible.
Speaking of games that are easier on a board game than on... mobile, Settlers of Catan. Generally, yeah. When I played a board game, I do pretty well. I downloaded the app for it on my iPod like several months ago. I have yet to win a game
really?
Playing against the AI on easy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
ridiculous how much ass they kick.
Huh.
Though I've also had a lot of luck with the Ticket to Ride app, if you've ever played either version
no,
of that.
I've always been interested in playing the game, but I've never had a chance to yet.
It's even just getting the app is worth the experience because you can once you get down into the rhythm of how the game works.
Right.
15 minutes for a game, so you can just
okay.
like on a break you could burn through. It's like, ha! I own the trains of everyone.
Nice. That's what I usually do on Risk.
Yeah.
EA has a Risk app and yeah, usually blaze through a game on there in about 15 minutes.
I have a knockoff version
Ooh.
Of Risk.
Nice. That's what I used to play online was knockoff versions, and I found that one finally, but.
Did you ever play Axis and Allies with us?
No, I never got into that one.
I played the PC version.
The AAA?
I think so.
That one is... The computer is... borderline retarded?
Well, in that case, it was... all people playing, so
oh, okay.
it wasn't no
so
computers.
I've
there wasn't a computer in the corner.
Yeah,
another one I've never gotten to play. But.
I've attempted to play against a computer a few times just because my friends and I love that game, and we can't always get together to play it. And so just for fun or to keep up practice, I'll play it against the computer and
yeah.
just destroy it.
That's another war game similar to Risk, kind of. Risk,
yeah, it's or? Like more advanced. Version of Risk, like there's
okay.
a bunch of different types of pieces and they all do different things,
but optimistically better than what Risk 2026 or whatever that bullshit was.
Can't
yeah.
say I've ever played it.
That
don't
is
want to.
Horrible.
Yeah,
just looking like at it. The back cover on that thing is not even bothering.
I would buy it to throw it away.
Now it's got lasers.
That's bad.
And it has Atlantis.
I'll just recycle this.
Is that the same one where you can do like lunar stations and stuff
yeah.
like that? Or, okay.
Yeah. Lots and lots of bullshit. Yeah. I don't believe it. But, you know, I think with this tangent, we could do lots of game stuff. You know.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Well, I've been just become addicted to Candy Crush on my phone. It's basically Bejeweled, but with different levels and requirements to finish a level. And it's kind of cool because it syncs up with Facebook and you can see where your friends are at on the map, because there is a map of progression that you have to follow to get to the end. And so, yeah, there's an element of competition to it, which is kind of fun. Nice. So
I'm pissed off about whatever the Simpsons tapped out, the Simpsons game, because before it was cool because you would get more buildings, you get more characters by simply, you know, having your characters do tasks. Now they've introduced this new element where they do a lot of holiday themed things. Okay. So you have to socially interact with other people in order to gain more buildings and more characters.
I hate those games.
And it's
not
one of those,
social interaction.
Well, it's not that. It's that I haven't found a lot of people. Yeah, you have to send requests. You have to piss people off. You have to get a lot of unfriending and a lot of that. Right. And I'd rather just have an independent game where I could build my own Springfield and be happy about it.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like, oh, well, I won't get anything in February because it's bullshit.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing most games on Facebook, because it was like, you know, when games first started on there, including, you know, Farmville, which was a big one, it was just like, you know, build your thing. Cool. If you want to send something to somebody, go ahead. Otherwise, don't bother. And it eventually developed into, you have to send people things, otherwise you can't do shit.
Yeah, there's an expectation, so. And it's like, no, I just want to play a quick game, just me, you know, I'm good. Yeah,
exactly.
It's those and the microtransactions, that's why I got rid of the Candy Crush game, because it's always like, oh, you unlocked this power-up, give us a dollar.
Right?
No.
Give us a dollar to use this power-up that you unlocked, but you can't use.
Clearly it's already in the code, just give me the game.
You need a few more donuts to build that building. Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing lately is my girlfriend got me on Pixel People.
Yep. Just started playing that too.
Is that on Facebook or is that a mobile?
No, that
mobile,
one's on iPhone.
And it's addicting as all freaking hell.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you played Doodle Gods.
I know of it.
Basically just combining elements. It's the same sort of thing. You start with like a mayor and a mechanic, and you combine them to make whatever the next thing is, like a secretary.
They're clones, and you basically splice their abilities to create new abilities.
Yeah. It's basically just shoving together different professions to make new ones. But it gets, like, it's a combination of the microtransactions and then the wait time that it makes you do. It's like, you're building a building. It's going to take an hour.
Oh, Chilingo, yeah.
And starting...
I know, as soon as I see the brand, it's like, yep, they're going to rip you off.
Yeah. Actually, they keep stressing. It has this little live news ticker at the bottom, and they keep stressing, you can complete this game without having to spend real money. Though we kind of like
it. It'll just take a while.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's
all 8-bit and stuff. So.
They look kind of Lego-ish.
Yeah, it's a very adorable game.
Let me see.
I want to tap to continue. Whoa, I will not mess with your game, but I will wander around your world for a
while. You can zoom in too, like typical zooming in.
You look now.
Yeah, it's like this little 8-bit world, and you create different, like I said, you splice people together, and it creates new jobs, and then based on the jobs, it creates new buildings. And
so you know they're all inbred, right?
Oh yeah, horribly so.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure, because, coming from a source of two...
Right,
you know, Adam and Eve,
and you also shove them randomly into different buildings where they immediately fall in love. So it's a very, it's a lot of choice in the society.
And
just, this is your partner now.
To make things even creepier is that their love results in wild animals.
It does. That is the thing that happens. Sometimes money.
Basically, when you know your little
Money. Pixel, money's definitely.
Yeah.
As long as there's a video camera, around.
It'll happen.
Right. But yeah, it's like, you know, your little pixel people fall in love and this heart icon shows up, so you get to hold it for like 3 seconds, so it fills your heart meter. And after you fill a certain number of hearts, you get a surprise package, which is delivered by the stork, and you open it up and it's some sort of animal, ranging anywhere from, you know, your domestic tabby cat to a blue whale or whatever. And the funniest thing about it is that regardless of what the animal is, they live in the forest. Whales, unicorns, tigers, hamsters, they all just live happily together and divorced.
can you splice the animals together so you can get a narwhal from the unicorn and whale?
Unfortunately not. No, the animals just kind of happen.
But the way they do it is genius, because at the very beginning, all of the wait times are like no longer than a minute or two.
Yeah.
And so for the first like day that you're playing, you're getting all sorts of new stuff and you get addicted. And then suddenly it's like, wait time, 24 hours.
Yep.
But
that just happened to me for the first time. It's like, hey, you found something that, you know, is this massive new job, and it takes up 4 spaces because you're limited to 10 spaces a level in terms mm-hmm. of expansion, how big your land can get.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like everything I've built so far, it'll take about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever. And then I built this one. I was like, takes up 4 spaces at some research station. Okay. 24-hour build time. Fuck that.
No. Yeah. I'm using the power of my TV so I can show you guys my city. But yeah, for all these things, it's like for any basic building at this point, mm-hmm. it's going to take... Ooh, my booze is done.
Your booze.
That.
Yay.
But for everything else, it takes like 24 hours for you to get anything out of this thing. Though yep. it is cool that you can... You know, have Barney Gumble wander around drunk, which, you know, is always satisfying. Or you have a big laser that you can shoot, which actually brings down... Where is he? Where is... He'd be running around really fast wherever he is. Oh, my favorite. Where is... There's Hans Moleman. Wait for it.
It's got actually pretty decent graphics.
There it is.
Still hilarious, and he does that for 24 hours. Though I can't find Kang, he's around here somewhere, but basically what happens is you buy a laser so you can shoot down his ship.
Nice.
And his... Oh, there he is. His 24-hour goal is run away from humans. And there
And of course, Nelson's laughing at somebody.
Laugh at other people's misfortune.
Hmm. Are they all kind of limited to one action that they can do? Or?
I think they each have a between like 4 to 5 or... You know, for primary characters, a lot of the actual Simpsons have something like 12, where they have something that will take 45 seconds to complete, something that will take 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
To the maximum is 24 hours short of Apu, who can work in the Quickie Mart for 7 days straight.
Well, yeah.
And it's nice, but now you can see that Be Mine little invite on the side. Yeah. For that, you have to send that to other players in order to accumulate hearts in order to buy stuff like the ice cream shop and other...
Yay, bribery.
Though, I am trying to collect $2 million so I can get the popsicle stick skyscraper or the escalator to nowhere.
Awesome.
Alaska reference, anybody?
Or I wish they had the giant magnifying glass, because that would have been another good one.
How about the dome?
No,
from the movie?
No, they don't have the dome.
Oh.
And that would limit things, but the other thing, the game that Adam and I were talking about, have either of you played Elder Signs?
I haven't.
It's mm-hmm. it's a board game that's, I describe it as like junior D&D meets Clue.
Okay.
With elements of Risk mixed in, lots right. of dice rolling.
So
sounds interesting.
I can show you guys where I'm at, where I'm pissed off and angry. The artwork's really cool on its own.
Yeah.
And
artwork kind of reminds me of Arkham Horror.
Yeah, it's that universe is okay. where it
gotcha.
Sits. So what happens is on each turn, you go into a room and you have a number of tasks that you have to complete by rolling dice.
Okay.
So with that, like why the hell am I back? Why am I back here? God damn it.
That did not save?
It did not save. So wonderful. Like you can see on the bottom right hand or bottom left hand circle, there's a little terror or octopusy thing right there. So mm-hmm. if I drag my octopus dice right there, completes it. So I have to do that with all of them in some way, shape, or form in order to drive Cthulhu back into the darkness. And this game, I have the board game, I have the app, I have it on my computer. It is addicting to no end. And
I'm going to assume it's not free.
No, the app, I believe, what was it, $4?
$4, yeah.
That's not too bad.
And
it's worth it.
It definitely yeah. is. It's something fun to play. And then I think the board game itself is like 40.
Yeah,
so getting
right.
the app is
pretty standard,
pretty reasonable
right,
by
right.
comparison.
Is it multiplayer? Or is it only one at a time?
One at a time. Okay. But when you're playing one at a time, you actually get to play four characters at once. Up to
oh,
four characters
okay.
at once. So you're kind of a team by yourself.
Gotcha. So if you really wanted to, you could essentially do pass and play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you could.
And it's fun. That's what I'm doing, and it's Cthulhu is pissing me off to no end. Twang.
Yeah.
This has turned into the local country show.
Mm.
My main addiction that I've had for the last year has been Avengers.
Crack cocaine.
Avengers Alliance. Avengers Alliance. Ever since it started way back when, it's been me.
What is it?
It's think of like Final Fantasy style fighting where it's like turn based, where you've got,
and you run up and they swing at nothing, and then somebody has a little negative sign above their head.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you have your superheroes, and they've got their HP down at the bottom, and you've got the bad guys, and they've got their HP down at the bottom, and you can choose one of four attacks for one of your superheroes to do in turn, and so, you know, it goes on like that, and they all have special abilities, and it's gotten really complex since it started, but it's got a lot of really fun layers and
so
ways that you can be awesome at it.
It's Street Fighter meets Pokemon with Avengers characters?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
But it,
in terms
it's,
of the battle, anyway.
Yeah, turn-based, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. Also group foray at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. So it's fun, and then there are missions you can complete, and there is a PvP element to it where you can... not in real time, but you can go up against other people's teams that they have designated. Okay. And
not in real time?
You don't actually
fight
like
them, but you fight their team.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so it's not like you take a turn, then they have a certain time limit to take their turn and back and forth type of thing, or
right.
It is?
It's draw right. Something, okay. But with Avengers.
Sort of, yeah.
Right.
I like how that like picked up and then...
Yeah,
dropped
it's like
off as a game.
You have a PvP rating.
Yeah, still played occasionally.
Really?
Yeah, well, fiance just got into it. She got a tablet a couple months ago, so she's like, you have to play with me. It's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, you play a few rounds in PvP, and then you go away, and then you come back, and it says, hey, welcome back. Your rating has increased, or your rating has decreased, depending on how many people fought you and how many people beat you while you were away.
No.
So, yeah, which can be kind of frustrating because... They've started doing tournament seasons, and there are prizes for being within like the top 15%, top 3%, top 1%, and like the top 1,000 players. And so far, I've been able to crack the 15% in all of the seasons except for this last one, where I came back and. Some jerk had
shat on your grave.
Yeah, to the point where I was at like 15.1% or something like that.
Oh.
I was like, no, I don't get the cool gun. Damn it!
By the way, am I low enough if I'm sitting back here?
A little bit closer.
Yeah, you got to.
Okay,
you got to be all up in it. So
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of Avengers in a nutshell. But you know, there is that aspect of it of, you know, if you pay your Avengers will be more awesome,
of course,
in less time. I mean, it would be possible. It's kind of like what you're saying with Pixel People. It is possible to get every character and every weapon that you want.
Right.
But it would just take longer.
Are you guys familiar with the online comic control Alt-Delete at all?
I know of it, but I have not watched it since the miscarriage storyline that kind of scared me away.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that was kind of the darkest part of it. Plus, that whole storyline finally came to an end. He decided he's redoing the entire comic. But besides the point, anyway, the guy who runs the site kind of does game reviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know, paying in-game apps or in-app, whatever.
In-app payments.
In-app, yeah. That has gotten so out of hand that his wife, I guess, placed as My Little Pony app or whatever, or something similar to that. And he kind of looked at his, you know, phone statement at the end of the year and realized that she had spent over $60 inside of the game over the year and asked her, you know,
only 60?
Only 60, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But yeah, he asked her about it and she basically told him, you know, there's pretty much no way to finish the game unless you buy them, blah, 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 blah. So he did some research on it online and like actually looked at the game and everything, and he figured out that if you put money into it every time it asks you to, you can finish the game in about 3 to 4 months. If you don't put a single cent into it, you can still finish the game, but it will take upwards of 2.5 years.
Wow.
Which is just ridiculous.
A little bit. Well, I mean...
And that's assuming you play like a couple hours a day. Ugh. So...
Because I'll admit, I've put money into the Simpsons thing, but that was to buy stuff like Kang, where it's something that I know that I'd appreciate the however many dollars I had to spend to do
something. Yeah, if it's a well-made game, I'll put, you know, what it's worth into it. But when you start asking for, like you said, $60 for an iPhone game, no.
That's,
can't do it.
That's my philosophy with mobile games like that, too, now, is... Have I enjoyed this enough and spent enough time on this and enjoyed it enough so that
you can justify
so that it. I feel like, yeah, I do feel right in giving these guys some money for this free game that they put out. And then I get stuff in the game.
And that's the thing. If it's a free game where, you know, they developed it, they put their time and money into it to create it, and they ask for payments here and there, I can understand that. The ones that really bug me are the ones where you already pay, like, $10-$15 just to get the game, and then they still want money on top of that. And it's like, you know,
and it's the same,
the initial price that high if you're going to keep bugging me for money afterwards.
It's the same in the console world where you'll pay, you know, $60 for a game, and then if you want this map, you should new DLC. All of which was on the disc from opening day, and you just have to give them $5 for them to unlock it for you.
But
I already bought your game.
Though I was excited about the Left 4 Dead DLCs that came out, like the new maps, the new storylines, the addition of the first game characters into the second game. That was nice, but outside of that, like I've heard so many horror stories about that that's just I can't imagine the justification for any of it, and the fact that game companies are making millions just on people who want to finish it faster.
Well, yeah, and there was like back to the early days of... the 360 Oblivion, when downloadable content first started becoming a real thing. One of the first things released for Oblivion was horse armor, which wound up being like $4 or $5. It's like, but does it do anything? No. It just makes your horse shiny.
Totally worth it.
It looks cool.
Why would I want this? Because we told you you want it.
Because your character will look so badass sitting on a horse that's got armor.
That's a good point. Hadn't considered that.
All right, you win. Just give us your money. Take my wallet. Go ahead.
Shut up and take my money.
How's everything sound?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, so I'm going to grab a beverage. Would anyone like something while I'm up?